Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Back, everyone. Today, I am here with Kim Rogers, aka the Worm Queen, a motivational speaker and Rogers Hood co-founder. She is a seasoned wellness professional with over 18 years in Western medicine, dedicated her career to advancing medical knowledge and patient care. Despite her own health issues like endometriosis, parasites, mold, and Lyme, Kim founded Rogers Hood Apothecary in 2021, renowned for Parify Parasite Cleanse Kit. Her viral TikTok and Instagram fame earned her the crown Worm Queen, and her commitment to natural solution resonates with a diverse audience seeking holistic health. Through transparency and quality, Kim empowers individuals to advocate for their health, inviting them to join her journey at Mrs. Rogers Hood on TikTok, MrsRogers.Hood on Instagram, and www.RogersHood.com. Today we are I'm so excited to chat with Kim about her health journey and how she's impacting so many people. Tell your story, how did you become the Worm Queen? People need to know. Like, I just had somebody the other day come to me, and her daughter is, I think, 14, and she's starting with all the things. And I'm like, okay, her nutrition's fine. She's whatever. And I'm like, you know, I don't think that's too young, right? We all, even kids, there's parasites that can be a problem. So it's like, I mean, I think I was going to, I haven't gotten back to her from the other day, but I mean, should I just tell her to do the Parify kit? Like, just to start, just do
it. Everyone needs to at least do 1 to 2, preferably 3 to 4 a year. Okay. Because we're exposed every day. We're exposed in our food. We're exposed in our water. We're exposed when we go outside and walk in the dirt. Me as a kid, I used to drink out of the freaking hose. I used to walk barefoot. Like, we're exposed. And a lot of people that have endometriosis start to get that anti-inflammatory from the sustain that I created these specifically because I had endometriosis and I was trying to find an answer. Since 2004 or earlier, I have been sick my whole life. I was around 20 when I got diagnosed with endometriosis. And immediately they said, by the age of 25, you're going to have a hysterectomy. And really, they were like, we really want you to have a hysterectomy now. You're going to suffer for the next 5 years. But if I would have known that there was some things that I could do that were a little different, and I heard yesterday I was on a call with Dr. Jess and her Wellness Plus people, and the one gal was going in for a hysterectomy, changed her mind the day before, did a parasite cleanse, and she's fine now. So I'm not saying that all endometriosis patients have an issue with this, but it is a big one. I have Lyme, I have mold, and I have parasites. And I wish 20 years ago, I would have been given an option to do a cleanse, change my diet, do some movement, go over what red light is, and really discuss and go in depth before doing a life-altering surgery that I can never have children. I can never go back and change it. I've learned how to deal with regret, and I don't have regret because I was so very sick when I decided to have my hysterectomy. I had bled for 3 months straight every day, clots and clots of blood, and it was very scary. But they should know, you should know. I say they as in doctors, but really it's your responsibility to understand your body. And that means taking a beat and not letting someone dictate to you what you should and should not do with your own body. And ultimately, that's the biggest thing that I'm trying to teach people, is that it's not a, just take a break for a day, sit down and like think about, is it inflammation? Is it mold? Is it Lyme? Is it parasites? Is it autoimmune encephalitis, which was caused from strep? Is it all of these things? And how do I fix it before I go in and have them cut on me? I had 13 surgeries, five surgeries before my hysterectomy, and five surgeries after my hysterectomy. I've lost my appendix. I've lost nine organs because of this disease. And really, was it as simple as doing a cleanse and having a doctor actually talk with me about nutrition? Because they don't teach that. And I know they don't teach it because I come from Western medicine, and I really am grateful that I had some classical training when I was going through this in a personal aspect of my life, because I could at least say, oh, no, I'm not doing that. But I did give a lot of my power to them to tell me what to do with my own body. And sometimes that's not a good thing. Sometimes it is. But in the case of endometriosis, 200 million women have this disease. And our bodies are all so similar. We have 206 bones. It's that simple. We all have the same organs. It's really that simple. So the fact that it's, six times more than Alzheimer's, three times more than diabetes, but we're not able to get more research, just cleanse, start out doing that, spend a good year diving into what is the best option for you and determine, okay, so I'm going to do this 3 to 4 times a year. And if I feel better after 30 days, isn't it worth continuing to try it? Like, isn't it worth digging in a little more? You get rid of some of that brain fog, the inflammation, you feel better. Within 3 days, Courtney, I knew that my problems were because I had pinworms, roundworm, and Cryptosporidium parvium. I knew. I saw them, and I had flukes. I saw them in the toilet. The pain that I had that pushed me to do Paragard. And again, I don't talk about Paragard, it ripped my guts up, and it's why I created my own kit. Parify is my kit, is because I couldn't have any more surgeries. I hadn't pooped for a month. My doctors told me I could no longer have surgeries. It was creating adenomyosis, which is a scar tissue disease. So now all my organs are like pressed together, and I couldn't do anything else. And the doctors basically abandoned me. So I had medical abandonment, which gave me PTSD. And so I was like, I have nothing left to lose. I can't have more surgeries. I'm in excruciating pain. The right side of my hip area, where I'm always in pain when my endometriosis is back, is so flared. It's causing me to not go to the bathroom. I'm gonna just try it. I'm gonna try it. I thought I had parasites a few years before, and I was dismissed by my doctors. I was gaslit. So now all of a sudden I do it, and in 3 days the pain was gone. And I'm talking like I was gua shaing, I was red light. I didn't know really at that time what parasite cleansing was all about. And I was really desperate, and I went on TikTok, I scrolled, and bam, this gal goes, oh, I unalived myself because of parasites. And she held up, the viral Paragard, which I made go viral because then I went viral over doing Paragard. And within 3 days, liver flukes, pinworms, roundworm, and then eventually, because it's microscopic, I found out 2 months later that I had Cryptosporidium parvium, which is parvo, which kills puppies, which shuts organs down. And so I'm going through it, and it's like, oh, like this was it this whole time. Like, I have Lyme, which is a parasite which burrows down into your muscle because it's a spirochete like MS. Oh, okay. So this is really all I needed to do. And that's when the fire was lit under me that day, because I was like, wait, I just needed a parasite cleanse this whole time. So,
It's
yeah.
kind of mind-blowing, and as you're talking, my eyes are kind of just like just getting wider and wider and wider because I too have endometriosis. I was diagnosed when I was as early as diagnosable as I was. I think my first surgery, I was something like I want to say maybe 18, maybe. Always had the painful cycles from when I started. It just was always constantly a problem. I went from same thing as you, feeling so gaslit. I put up a post actually on social media the other day, kind of telling my story. And long story short, I remember the doctor being like, "Oh, the only way to get rid of endometriosis is to get pregnant every 10 months." And like was,
I
and
heard
it's
that
like,
too.
oh, is it okay? That's fun, like,
You
and
can't
then.
get pregnant. I mean, that's another problem, is you can't get pregnant.
So my son was a blessing. When I actually trying, and then I had a procedure done where they actually flushed my fallopian tubes. I wonder what was in there when they flushed my fallopian tubes, right? But it was obviously a Western medicine procedure. They flushed, and that was on that cycle was when I ended up getting pregnant with my son. But I was never able to have any more children. I had visited like fertility stuff, and I just kind of knew, going into it, it just didn't feel right. It was like there's something more that's wrong, and it just wasn't right. And then the more that every time it flared up, it was okay, let's put you on birth control pills was always the answer, which messed me up even further and depleted nutrients. And then the anxiety, and then being on antidepressants for that, and just all of it being one big cycle of things until they wanted to give me a hysterectomy when I was around 40. And well, we could start by removing some, your right ovary where there's a lot of pain and a fallopian tube, but then eventually you'll need a hysterectomy and all these things. And I remember leaving the office, and I remember calling my friend who, very holistic, and she's like, first you need to get off the pill. And I'm like, this is kind of almost when my business really shifted too, where I was in the middle of like integrative, and I was kind of like, all right, I'm done with this. And I got off the pill instantaneously and started really honing in on nutrition. And at that time, this was, years ago, I did not know about parasite cleansing. And it's just wild, even just honing in on inflammation and just doing the things to, movement and, looking at the things I'm eating, avoiding the things that cause inflammation, adding the foods that are antioxidants and decrease inflammation, just doing those things and seeing a shift and being like, wow, nobody's ever told me that. The first thing you do when you're feeling crappy is go to eat comfort food. You want carbs and sugar and all the things that parasites love to feed off of, And it's you think like, well, how could I be so silly? Like a 3-day cleanse is, but a lot of times we don't see these things that are so simple. Like, I wish that I would have known you years ago.
You're right on all, you're right. And that I think that that's where we're in this medical awakening. And I say this a lot. We are, people are becoming more aware, not necessarily, in my opinion, of, oh, Western medicine is trash. It's really needed. Like it is, it's life-saving.
Agreed. Agreed.
But if you're looking for it to heal you, you're in the wrong place. It's not going to heal you. We, and I say we because I'm from Western medicine, I'm trained Western medicine, and we just did not have the time to sit and talk about these things with you. We don't. The insurance dictates everything. And so I think that medical awakening is on so many levels. One, you have to take care of your own body. No one's going to do it for you. No one.
No one. And I think the thing that gets frustrating is, there's a fine line too. There's definitely, like you said, by no means, I think sometimes I sound like I'm denouncing Western medicine because I came from a place in pharmacy where insurance companies and big pharma really ruined my profession that I studied really hard to get my doctorate level education 20 years ago and really got into it because I wanted to help people and I wanted to help heal people and I wanted people to feel better. And I just watched people get sicker and sicker being on one more prescription each and every time, just feeling crappier, more side effects, more symptoms. And, people looking at it from a standpoint of, like we were saying, like Dr. Google, like it's great that people are starting to take a more of an approach where they're being more proactive about their health, because if they're not proactive, nobody's going to do it for them. But I also that I, what an obstacle that I find in the, when I'm working with people is a lot of people just don't have the right source, or they just don't know how to activate it. It's like there's so much information out there, who to trust, where to go, and finding somebody that can, like you, that shares their story where, tell me more. What did you do? 3 days? Just give it a just try it, just try it and see. But I feel like ultimately there's a fine line between, yes, we want to, Western medicine's a good thing, and almost like to the point where I get so disgusted when I see people
that are caught in the cycle and can't get out, the people that are on, multiple prescriptions and one's feeding into the other. And it's like trying to get people off. A lot of that's when people come to, work with me and to really dive into that. And it's so hard to break away from that.
It's so difficult. It is. There's a fear, right? There's this fear because you've been told this is the only way. And I'm slowly breaking my mom and dad away from it. They're very Western medicine. My mom's been sick her whole life. In fact, she took prednisone while she was pregnant with me and my sister, and it came in my utero, right? I was born not super well. And so that's how far back this goes. I'm 46 years old. And to change their mind, to show them that there is still Western medicine that you can fall back on, but why not just give it a try? Why not just lay on the red light with the PEMF and, use the red light things, and like, what's it gonna hurt? Like, it's just gonna add to the quality of your life. And then they start to feel better. And then they're like, oh, and you see this light bulb going off. And I feel like that's where we're at, all of us right now. And it is scary because I know what it looks like to leave. Like, when I got off my Klonopin, I was very reliant on Western medicine. Like, I didn't know any other way when it came to my own health. I knew other ways to help people, but not when it came to me, So we all know it's scary.
Definitely and absolutely. When you're on a prescription and you're trying to get off, and a lot of times, that was kind of my shift in my profession really was in my own health journey when I decided that antidepressants were no longer helping me with my anxiety. When I was taking an antidepressant for almost 16 years, and it was coming down to I still don't feel good. I still not like it's not completely under control, but I didn't know anything else. Like we didn't learn in pharmacy school. We didn't learn anything about nutrition or asking people, oh, just sure, eat healthy. Oh, the food pyramid, that's a good idea, said nobody ever. You know what I mean? Like there's no
No.
education on it. There's nothing, there's no bases touched on it. It's like, okay, just tell people to eat healthy. Well, what does that mean?
Right. Right. And then when you do put them into that box of eat healthy, I remember one of my surgeries, my last surgery, was an excision where they went in and they like really cleaned me out. She wanted me to go see a nutritional therapist prior, and I'm like, listen, I'm 13 surgeries deep here. Like, what good is that gonna do me? I mean, oh, okay. Like, sure, I'll go see her, but like, what's done is done. And now I just need surgery to be able to undo all of the things that have been done to me in 20 years. Like, okay, let me go talk about how I need to eat more fruits and vegetables, that I'm dousing with worm water, that I should be cleaning. And I am, but I'm doing it with contaminated water. Okay, smart. Like, the idea behind it is wild, honestly.
It's so true. And then what you just said. So this is where I feel like people are like, all right, cuckoo pants, when I'm meeting with my clients and I'm coaching them and I'm like, okay. And and you're telling them, okay, here's some nutrition tips and tricks. Okay, here's what we're doing. Here's a plan, and then it gets down to that whole other rabbit hole to go down, Okay, now the things to eat. Okay, organic is best. Okay, we'll pick these things apart. But now it's like, what are you washing your fruits and vegetables with? Because I know, like, a quick little rinse under my arsenic infested water that I had tested was like, oh, okay. I mean, and that was just, that's just one of the things, not
Right.
right. So, when you try to tell people who are trying to adapt new healthy lifestyle, and then you kind of add that to the mix, it becomes really overwhelming to be healthy, right? Like,
Oh, overwhelming.
right?
Like, it's a full-time job to just avoid the chronic illness. That's a full-time job. It's like so many so many layers of this, and all of the chemicals they're spraying on our food, you're trying to rinse off, and that is causing, the abnormalities like endometriosis, the gluten. It's not even the gluten, it has to do with the chemicals they're spraying. It's a whole thing. And so, what are you going to like throw them directly into another awakening of their mind? Like, it's so scary. It's so many different levels. And it's sometimes, in my opinion, it's a little offensive because you're like, I know I need to eat better and I'm trying, And so it's like, okay, well, for me, when I'm already in the thick of it with all my endo surgeries, and they're like, oh, so the last one, we're gonna make you go see a nutritionist who can then test you for all this stuff. And I'm like, yo, that would have been nice before a hysterectomy.
So,
You know,
like, little
where were
lady.
you then 13, 14 years ago? Like,
It's crazy. And I look at it like, so I've done labs on myself and I have seen mold at different times. And when I still check, I still find it's still slowly coming out with the different, the different, every time I decide that I take a break and I go back and forth and to revisit more. And for me, I look at just my lifestyle, like how when I was the house I grew up in was a cute little ranch house. It was old over an old, moist, damp crawl space. And thinking of how as a kid, me and my brother had chronic ear infections and had tubes in our ears. And then in my, into my adolescence, I had chronic strep and tonsil stones. And then I eventually had my tonsils out when I was 19. And then I've had endometriosis pain and cycle pains from when I started, right? And I look at that and I look at, at different times when, okay, then didn't live in that house, but my work environments, the pharmacy I worked in for 10 years that had the French drains in the floor, there was literally mold growing up the walls of the pharmacy in the basement. I walked in, my face just lit up with histamine. Every day when I walked into work, I had a constant post-nasal drip all day, every day. And really wasn't even able to put two and two together that the mold was in my system and causing all of these problems and things to worsen and back and forth. And oh, I, go to the doctor and try to move the needle with the endometriosis. Most of the time it was birth control pills was really the only answer that they had back and forth for me over the years. But when I look at that constant mold exposure that I had, and then now knowing what it is and knowing how to go in and check for it and knowing how to get rid of it, it wasn't even a blip. I mean, this is what's so hard that we don't even talk about these things in Western medicine, which is kind of what gives it that shift of like, no, I'm not denouncing Western medicine. It's really important when it comes to especially acute illness. It's certainly not for maintenance and to be healthy, but it's like a fine line that I have that gets me frustrated because, we don't even talk about these major things that affect us, the things that I work on with my clients, talking about the gut and talking about the liver and making those things healthy and, getting rid of the toxins. And it's just not even addressed. And it's just getting worse and worse in our quick, fast, environment that's always everything's quick, 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 everything's packaged, all these things that are just adding to it. And it's like, we don't even address these things in mainstream. I mean, I see it all the time. The people that I follow on social media and see and learn all these different new things that I learn and adapt with my clients, my patients, but it's crazy that they're not things that are talked about in mainstream for people to even know that have endometriosis. How many people that are diagnosed even know to go look to get to do a parasite cleanse or a mold cleanse or something like that,
Hopefully more now because I'm loud.
I love
But
it.
I really believe, Courtney, that autoimmune disease is environmental toxins.
100%, 150%.
100%. That is where we're at in life. I fear when I say these things because it's my business, like literally, but I'm also Mrs. Rogers' hood worm queen, and this is my genuine belief. There is no way that you can deny it when you see me the last 3 years. I have fought for my life the last 3 years. And I have goosebumps when I say this. I went into the woods because I was dying. And I found out that I had parasites and mold, Lyme, autoimmune encephalitis caused by strep and EBV in my brain. Those are all environmental toxins. The parasites I had prior to the worm water, which just exacerbated it. I had mold in multiple homes, and then I had visible mold in my travel trailer while building. I am just a normal person. I'm not anyone special. I just didn't want to die in the woods while building my dream life. And honestly, all of the environmental toxins that I have removed from my body, I am a totally different person. I look different. I feel different. My voice is different. My brain works differently. Like, you can't deny it. And I feel like that's why I have such a great following and community, because you literally can watch me. I'm aging backwards because I'm removing that overwhelming stress of the environmental toxins in my body. And I'm 3 years remission of endometriosis, which is severe as I was. I was so severe. I mean, 29 years old, they yanked it from me. It was that severe. I've lost 9 organs because of that disease. I mean, there's no way that you can deny what all of this looks like anymore. And I feel like that's scary, first off, because, insurance and the big P, and it's all owned. And we kind of learned that in the 2020 life. But honestly, where we're at now, being aware is everything. Knowledge is power. And that's really what we're all doing here as well, is that stop for a second before you do anything and go, oh my gosh, I live in mold. You go into your, okay, so we went into this organic, I won't say the name of the place, but it's pretty well known in the LA area, and they're kind of going all over Texas. And we were in Austin, and it really is one of my favorite restaurants. We go in, and it's all organic. Everything is clean. There's no seed oils. I look up, and there is mold all over the ceiling. There were leaks, and there is mold everywhere in this restaurant that's like the cleanest organic restaurant. And I said something to the waiter. I was like, you guys know, like, literally, you see mold growing. You can see it. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, well, as soon as we're done here, we can't come back here. We went into a 5-star hotel when I was at a podcast in Austin. 5-star. Very expensive, wanted to treat me and my husband. It was at Christmas. And we ended up in a room with mold.
Ew.
It's like, and once, okay, so for him, he has a warrior gene, Jeremy, and he worked in HVAC as an HVAC engineer. And so he was always around mold. And when he cleansed, now he's very mold sensitive. And he can tell when he's around mold. And he gets so much inflammation in the brain that we were like fighting that night. We were staying in this 5-star. I'm talking like 5-star, one of the best hotels you can stay in the country. And it's like mold. Mold. It was crazy. It was nuts.
You can't get away from it. And
No.
it's so hard. And that's, I just feel like I'm small little me over here, but I want a voice like you. I want people to hear me because I feel like just knowing knowledge is power. Just knowing that just taking some steps towards any of these things, just try it. Just try a simple cleanse, what it can do to help. I feel like a lot of people, and and I don't know, like, what is your take on, like, how did you initially realize that you had, how did you get diagnosed with Lyme's, like, for real, for real? How did you know that the mold was there? Like, did you do labs, or was this more like it started with, I mean, like, in all of your Western medicine stuff, where did you, what was the turning point that you knew, like, okay, this is, I can't do this anymore. This is the way I need to go. Like, when did that, like, what was like the aha moment? What was like the shift?
I didn't poop for a month, and I emailed my doctor and I told her, and she said to go take some psyllium husk.
Stop it.
Yeah. I already knew that they were giving up on me. And so in 2019, I knew that they were giving up on me. I had a really intense surgery. And so I ended up my husband ended up quitting his job. I ended up quitting all of my job and going out to our recreational property. And I was good. Like I was good to die. And that sounds crazy, but we came to grips. We had grieved. We were getting our life together in order for us to, continue for the few years that I might have left or the few months. I just wasn't sure because I couldn't get answers. And so honestly, that was kind of a big aha moment. And then about a year being on that property, I did a lot of mushrooms. I did a lot of self-reflection. I was really working on my trauma. And I realized that a lot of my issues were because I was on Klonopin and they wanted to diagnose me with Parkinson's. And I was going through all the testing and I'm like, I'm 40 years old. And I come from neurology. So I know I'm not dumb, not that anyone that doesn't come from that is, but I know what this all looks like. Like I know what this looks like. And I'm not quite ready for any of that. I'm young. So I just started to fight. Like, and it was almost like a rebellious teenager against Western medicine because it was my field. And then when 2020 hit, I'm like, they just really don't care. And here they are not giving answers to people. And I felt the same way about my health. They weren't giving me answers. And so I really just started to dig in to find out what else it could be. And when I stopped going to the bathroom, that scared me because I know what that could be. I didn't poo for almost a month. I mean, like, little, but not,
I
it was
understand that.
bad. It was so bad. So I think you just have to hit your rock bottom. And for me, that was then.
And then when you found a parasite cleanse, when you found like, okay, this is something new that I've never tried before, how did you come across this? This was just you researching. Like, how did you, what, at what point did you decide to do that?
Well, a few years before, I had gone to my endometriosis doctor and we were talking, and there was like this weird little white spot in my area. And I also, that same year, had weird spots in my breasts. And I had a breast reduction. So the likelihood of me taking estrogen and having a breast reduction and having breast cancer is lessened because I had a lot of fatty tissue taken out because I had large breasts. So with that said, at the same year, I had some white anomaly in my breast and I had it in my nether regions. And so she saw it on a pap and then said, I can't biopsy it right now, Kim. I need you to come back in like 10 days and we'll see what it looks like then. And I said, okay, could it be pinworms, Beth? And she goes, no, we're a first world country. We don't have that. And I said, all right, well, I'll come back in 10 days. Not really excited to have my woman parts cut on for a biopsy, but I guess. So I went home and I'm of the age where whenever I research anything, I screenshot it, right? Well, it's still in my phone, screenshotted. I screenshotted wormwood, black walnut hull, Oregon grapefruit, and colonics. And then I was like, oh yeah, that's not worms because it went away. And when I arrived 10 days later to get the biopsy, it was gone.
It was gone with what did you do?
Nothing. I did nothing different. It was gone. The abnormal white area that was in my area was gone.
Oh.
Okay. So then the abnormal area in my breast was gone. When they went to biopsy my breast, the spot was gone.
Whoa.
And they were within months of each other. And so I put it away, never to be thought of again, I thought, until I started researching how much parasites can affect your body. And then it all came back. And I actually documented all of this on my account when I first went viral in 21. I wanted everything documented because this is so weird. This is such a weird topic. It's such a weird thought. I have so much receipts that I can show people that, like, in fact, this really is a thing. And my doctor, she actually parasites cleanse, and she's in my link tree because she really believes now, looking back, that that is what was going on in my body, that I had thread worms and pinworms, which is strongylosis. So it's a thing. It really is a thing. It's how Cellcore came about, strongylosis. That's what he had. It's a thing. It's just not a thing with people that don't understand it. So then I had reached the maximum potential I could with mushrooms, changing my diet. I did the blood type diet. I felt better, but like still had itchy, still had flares, still didn't understand why my face was always broken out. Like I have great skin. I've always had really good skin, but in the thick of it, I would get these sores. And again, I have pictures of everything. I got sores on my face and in my neck, and they wouldn't go away. And one time I was in the mirror and I was looking at a sore here and it moved and it freaked me the F out.
Seriously, what?
Seriously. My dogs had worms. So it all started to kind of come to light when I had a break from the grind of life. I was able to stop and think about my life. And so that's kind of when it all came about. And then in June of 21, I did the parasite cleanse. And that's when I figured out in a couple of days that that really was a big issue. My skin started to clear up. I saw them in the toilet. I also had them swim out of my feet when I did fulvic in October of that year. And I have that on video. And
That's
so
insane.
I realized that a lot of my issues were because I had parasites
Wow.
and crypto, and the body was really just exhausted because I never got a break from it. And then I realized after all of that, and then I tested my water and I was just being recontaminated every single time I was cleansing. I wasn't getting really any break. I was just giving myself a level now, like an even keel. It was like canceling each other out, but I wasn't getting worse. And then I wasn't getting better anymore. And so I went viral. And as I went viral on that day of July in 2021, I read everybody's comments, every single comment I read that whole year. So for 6 months, I read every comment and I studied it and I learned from it and I researched it and I compiled everything everyone was saying, other countries. I researched Germany's medicine. I researched Mexico's medicine. I researched the Amish because the Amish deworm. I researched how they deworm. I researched how we don't deworm. And when we do deworm, what we should deworm with. I researched, I took everybody's feedback and I put it in. And when I made Roger's Hood and the Parasite Kit, when I created all of this, it's because literally that was my medicine. Like that was what everyone was telling me that they've been doing. Ranchers, farmers, they use the Iver, they use the Fenbend. Like I went on Joe, I think his name is Joe Tippin, and he had lung cancer and he used Fenbend and he uses it every day. And I did his protocol. I did herb protocols. I got a doctor that actually, Dr. Giles, who's my personal doctor, she got brought in. She believed me instantly. I brought everyone in because I felt better on just the few things I was doing, and I wanted to keep doing it because I felt better. So here we are.
I love it. It's just like, I feel like we just need to just tell more people. People just need to understand it. And, it's just even the basics, even if they can't or won't dive into all of the things, just to recognize, like you said, every quarter, every half a year, whatever, is doable for people to just add it into the mix. I feel like a lot of times with, when I start working with my patients and clients and we start to work on, whether we're looking at labs, whether they just come to me with symptoms and we start saying, okay, well, this is the stuff that I see them caused by. Let's start to dive into some different, detox. A lot of times, too, what people are not doing, they're not using the other, they're not using the other tools in the toolbox to help with like lymphatic drainage. So, before I start to have people do different cleanses, parasite, mold, whatever, I make sure that that drainage, because that can become a really big problem for people when they start getting, the bad reactions. And then as soon as that happens, then automatically people shut down and they're like, my body did not feel good. I'm listening to my body and I'm not doing that. This is too much, and they stop and they don't realize. And it's like, no, this is when things are happening too fast. Like, this means more that you need this more than ever if you're having those reactions. And people don't, I have a lot of people that get very frustrated with that or that want to stop because it's not quote unquote working for them, but they're not giving it a chance to.
Well, I think we just need to simplify it. It's the three P's. Make sure you're peeing, pooping, and perspiring. And when you need to perspire, it's at appropriate times. So if you're getting into sauna and you're not perspiring in the sauna, throw a little castor oil on, grab a little red light. I think it's just simplifying it for people to fully grasp what needs to be done. I think we give them too large of an overview in life, and we're doing a high level overview because that's how we are. We're high level overview type of personalities because we come from the medical field. We have to move fast. But when I break it down to a simple three P's, peeing, pooping, and perspiring, no one knows what drainage means. So it's a pathway. It's like, oh, so you're perspiring out the sweat. That's perspiring. Yeah, the sweat holds toxins. I think we've just gotten in a habit that we, again, the person, the people we're working with, they're actually like reliant too much on us to give them information, but we also expect them to know, which they've never been taught this before. We teach such ridiculous stuff in high school. We should be teaching this. We don't teach the normal, like, here's how you do it. Checkbook, here's how you take care of your body. It's like, so I feel like there's no fighting chance for a lot of people that have never dealt with their bodies before, and then they get sick. And then we all know, because we're chronically ill too, what it looks like when you get sick. I am not the best for myself when I am sick, but man, you can come to me for you and I will tell you what's wrong with you and how to fix it. But I can't turn that inward. It's hard for me. I have to have guidance. And so I think that those two things, one, we do high level overviews, we don't simplify it, and people get overwhelmed. And then in their mind, the parasites and the mold are telling them, don't listen to her. It gets defensive, right? Because our frequency is coming at them in a different way.
No, I think that you're right. And it's that can be really, find that that's challenging. And that's even challenging with people that don't know whether they're working in a capacity where they're working with me to, in the coaching capacity where they are, they want to move the needle. They want to get off of a prescription medication. They want to stop having these symptoms. And a lot of times it's, a lot of times it's hard to get people to see the big picture, almost like what we were talking about earlier with inflammation. You can preach it, but what does it look like? You just showed everybody, like you just showed a big old bag of inflammation. And I think that people sometimes don't understand how that's like relatable. Like, well, what does that look like? And it all comes down to so many different factors, but autoimmune disease is one of the biggest things that's just it. People automatically go to Western medicine and they start getting on these biologics that are shutting their immune system down so that they're, I don't even know how people get in that position where they're doing these things that seem like a good idea. And then they seem like they're having like, results even on prescription medicine. You're taking a steroid that's controlling inflammation in the body. Yeah, no crap, you're going to feel good. But like, what else is it doing to the body? And what's causing that inflammation,
Because they don't know, because people haven't been taught. And that's really what my goal is to teach people. I understand cars. Let's use cars because everybody drives a car, right? Would you hop into the engine of the car and start redoing the alternator? Would you go in and change the oil if you've never changed oil in a car before?
No, heck no.
then we can't expect people to do the same with their bodies. They've never changed oil in a car. You can't expect them as us high-level overview medical professionals to go in and expect them to know how to pull the drainage on an oil pan, you know? And so I think we just expect people to understand that when they come to us, that they're going to listen and that they're going to have a better understanding, when in really they have environmental toxins in their brain telling them, you, this isn't wrong, that's not wrong with you. And that's coming from me, literally myself, the parasites in my mind tell me parasites control and mold brainwashes. You're fine. You don't need to do this. You're fine. They're alive in your body. They're telling you you're fine. You think you're fine. I wouldn't. The car analogy is the best analogy that I can give people, because if I don't know how to change a tire right now, like in my brain, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to change the oil in my car. So if someone hands me the car and says, go change this oil, I'm gonna be like, you're nuts. How do I do it? Walk me through it. Treat me like I'm a kindergartner. Hold my hand, but don't diminish my knowledge at the same time. So it's really a dance that we have to play with people, because they've never, this is all foreign to them.
It
And I
is.
feel, yeah.
It, yeah. And I think the biggest problem is that it's not recognized by Western medicine, and it's not recognized, you know, and we could talk about this subject for hours, but like Western medicine doesn't look at these big these things like, okay, we could have toxins, we could have parasites, because if we looked at something as simple as a parasite cleanse and how many things it could actually cure in the body, like what would big pharma be? How would the whole medical system be making money off of it,
Right, totally. Because, like,
right?
I worked in insurance. So every single thing has a code. Everything has a code.
Yep.
And you can't get paid. And that's where we all work off of, is that energy of money. And it's like, well, where do you go from here? And then, you know, we're all a little burned out when we're working in medicine. And it really is a vicious cycle for everyone. But I do feel like, again, we're in this phase of society, the time of our life that we're in, and it is changing. And that's just the coolest thing that we can sit here and be a part of, Courtney. I feel personally prideful in all of this, because I have been doing this for so many years, and I am hearing people talk about it publicly. And I take that as such a compliment, because that was why I did this. I mean, when I started going viral, I did like 10 videos a day. And I have 40 to 50 million views a month.
I love that.
So, like, just on my Instagram right now, I have 17 million views for 30 days. And on TikTok, before they seriously censored me, I would get 40, 50 million views a month. Now I get 1 million. So it just shows the impact that I've made in order for a big tech company to be like, oh, this chick, because my stuff is still, it's actually better than it was 3 years ago, better than it was even last year. My videos are better. I have more knowledge. I'm giving more information. But that's scary for them. That's scary, right? Because this is money just out of me they've lost. I'm not getting surgeries. I mean, that's a lot of money.
And you feel like, how come they're not educating doctors, right? Like every OBGYN on the planet should get a notification with their license renewal this year of like, hey, maybe you should do a CE on parasite cleanses, because maybe you should recommend this before, you know, the hysterectomy or the, you know,
Why
any
not do
removal.
it once a year, Courtney? Why not add? We get blood work once a year. Why not add this in and actually have lab technology that can show it? Why does my stool and water need to go to Mexico? Why? That's stupid. That's so stupid that I have an independent lab, and it's only a couple hundred bucks, but I have an independent lab. So that means that anybody that got diagnosed or shown that they have parasites in their stool by an independent lab did not get marked for the numbers that when I give numbers out. So 1.5 to 2 billion people worldwide have parasites. However, they don't give that number if it wasn't done through an approved lab. So I'm not one of those numbers, right? So there's even more than what we're being told, because it goes to an independent lab that doesn't record those numbers on a normal number basis. So how can we even talk about getting better labs and getting better technology? I know what it looks like in the lab. I taught lab technology. I taught these people as a professor in Western medicine colleges on parasites. They get 3 minutes. That's what you get. You get 3 minutes to look at the stool. And if you don't know what the stool looks like with parasites in it, or you don't have a DNA structure to compare to, negative.
Wow.
There's a mark at the bottom that says this is not in lieu of a parasitic infection. Look at all the lab work. My stool went to an independent lab. The same stool went to LabCorp. LabCorp negative, independent lab positive. So,
Unbelievable. I mean,
yeah.
it's not, it is believable. I say unbelievable, but I have seen some stuff. I've been working in pharmacy for 20 plus years, and I have seen a lot of stuff. And yeah, it is believable, and it's scary. And especially in the past, since 2020, everything shifted and changed. And even my views shifted and changed a lot when I saw a lot of things that just didn't make sense. And, making them make sense to people is sometimes hard, but at the same time, it's like, yes, I take pride on that. I take pride on helping my clients. It's all about wanting them to find the answers that they need. And we know we have them. We have, we have the tools that they need. It's just the people have to kind of believe that they're going to help them. They have to, just like you said, give it a try. I mean, it's not like what other countries have to cleanse, right? They have to parasite cleanse. Don't they have
They
to cleanse
do,
in
yeah.
like Mexico before kids even go to school? Like, isn't that part of like a vaccine, right? Like,
Yeah, you can go and get a $7 Mebendazole at the pharmacy. Like you could just walk in. My husband and I go on cruises. When we go on cruises and we go to like St. Martin or St. Thomas, not St. Thomas, St. Martin, any of the Caribbean countries or anywhere in Mexico, you just go to the pharmacy. We got a year supply of an antiparasitic. It was like $45. Six pills in our country, Courtney, were $999 for my husband. His insurance wouldn't cover it. My insurance covered it, but his insurance wouldn't cover it. $900 for six pills. Do you know how much those pills are in another country? We got 45 for like $40. A buck. Same pill, same pills. It's wild. And they're like, not they're not they won't hurt you. That's what's so crazy. It's so crazy. It's not, it's just nuts. It's just nuts. But I definitely think that we're in a time in our life that is just amazing for us to be in the space that we're in and for us to continue to push humanity as a collective and make them realize, not really make them, but have them realize that, like, at the end of the day, this is it, man. This is what you get. This is all you get in this lifetime. This body is protecting your soul. It's doing its job. It's trying to push off the invaders. It's trying to not be having opportunists come in. And that's energetically, that's physically, that's spiritually. We had this awakening, and now people are realizing that the control has been handed over to other people. And in order for us to stay sovereign, because that's where we're at, the difference between the wording of like communist and socialist is sovereignty over your physical body. And when you hand that over to someone, you give them that power. You have to take that power back. You have to keep the sovereignty to yourself and be your own patient advocate. And really, that is kind of what my message is, whether it's parasite cleansing, mold cleansing, removing crappy plasma out of your body, looking bruised up. But this is just a physical form. Like my form inside is healthier than it's ever been.
that's amazing. And I thank you for chatting with me today, but I thank you for all of what you do because you have opened my eyes as a practitioner and have enabled me to help so many people because of your research and your knowledge and the hell that you've been through in your life physically, and how you've crawled out of that and are shining and healthy, and now made it your life's mission to help other people. And, it's really special. And I thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you always for having me and everything you do, you know, it really shines on what you're doing too. And it's hard to go against the system. It's hard to go against the grain. And we're here doing it, and we're doing it for the collective, not just for ourselves, you know.
Yes.
So
Yay, us. Go
yay, go us.
us. Give me a you. Thank you so much, Kim. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
If you'd like to take advantage of a discount on all of Rogers Hood Apothecary products, you can go to www.rogershood.com and use discount code Dr. Court. That's DrKourt, and that's for 10% off all products that we are discussing.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.